Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy fall foliage season. I'm Caroline Phipps, here to preview some stories we feature on Berkshire Style this week. The annual Haystack Book Festival at the Norfolk Library is close at hand, bringing a variety of conversations between writers and thinkers to explore ideas in literature, life, and the arts. The festival, scheduled for October 4th through the 6th, we'll have six author conversations and a walk in Great Mountain Forest. We have the story. We hope you are staying safe and happy. We have some entertainment suggestions for your enjoyment, and all are in person this week. You can find times and links to these happenings this week on the homepage. Our events page is up to date and filled with information. Salisbury Forum, Artificial Intelligence and Education at the Salisbury School, Salisbury, Connecticut. Moderated by the Executive Director of Ed Advance and joined by an expert panel featuring three school-based administrators and an AI specialist, this talk will provide a brief overview of artificial intelligence. The discussion will explore the recent history, current trends, and potential future of AI, and examine its potential impact on our schools. Salisbury Forum, Artificial Intelligence and Education at the Salisbury School in Salisbury, Connecticut. Artist Workshop, Botanical Inks at Jill's Barn Studio in Chatham, New York. Spend the day at Farm and Field and in artist Jill Duffy's Barn Studio to create natural inks you'll take home. You will walk the farm, foraging for wildflowers and botanicals in fields, and harvest plant material in the dye garden. A demonstration will follow with hands-on work where you'll learn to make natural inks from botanicals. Then you can enjoy a delicious farm-to-table lunch in the field, perfect for artists, nature enthusiasts, and botany lovers. No experience necessary. Artist Workshop, Botanical Inks at Jill's Barn Studio, Chatham, New York. A Sweet History, Honey and Harvests, Flanders Nature Center and Land Trust, Woodbury, Connecticut. Learn the history of the honey harvest, the history of purposeful beekeeping, hives of past and present, the composition of honey, and why honey crystallizes, all with expert apiarists. What makes honey so dark or so light? How many varieties of honey are there? Why doesn't honey need to be pasteurized? Learn the answers during this talk and taste five honey varieties from The Humble Bee Company, A Sweet History, Honey and Harvests, at Flanders Nature Center and Land Trust, Woodbury, Connecticut. How to Come Alive with Norman Mailer at the Crandell Theater in Chatham, New York. The first documentary with full access to Mailer's family and their archive, How to Come Alive with Norman Mailer, follows him from his formative years in Brooklyn through his career as a preeminent cultural voice, unearthing a treasure trove of intimate and never-before-seen footage and interviews throughout his life. The screening will be followed by a Q&A with Danielle Mailer, an artist and Norman Mailer's daughter, America's most controversial and best-selling author of the Had a Life Stranger Than Fiction. Propelled by his tremendous ego and contrarian spirit, Mailer's ceaseless visibility in the public eye lasted 6 decades, during which he had 6 tumultuous marriages, 9 beloved children, 11 bestsellers, 3 arrests, and 2 Pulitzer Prizes. How to Come Alive with Norman Mailer at the Crandell Theatre in Chatham, New York. An Evening of Mysteries, Poirot's Library Gala, the Gunn Memorial Library's annual fall fundraiser, Washington, Connecticut. Embark on a night of opulence and enigma as you are whisked on a grand adventure inspired by Hercule Poirot's most legendary escapades. The Gunn Memorial Library's annual fall fundraiser will transport you through the intrigue of Death on the Nile, the spectral allure of A Haunting in Venice, and the luxurious mystery of Murder on the Orient Express. There will be costumes, themed beverages, an open bar, culinary delights, live music, dancing, the Poirot photo booth, and fortune-telling. Unravel the secrets of the Nile, Venice, and the Orient Express. Dress to impress or join the fun and dancing for a literary cause. An Evening of Mysteries, Poirot's Library Gala, the Gunn Memorial Library's annual fall fundraiser, Washington, Connecticut. Our Favorite Thing, Preserving Beauty. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum continues its exhibit on Wethersfield Estate and Garden with a program by the head gardener and the chief operating officer, who will discuss the preservation and restoration of the gardens and examine the work of Evelyn Poehler, a Sharon-based landscape architect who created the masterpiece garden for Chauncey Stillman. Berkshire Kitchen, blue cornmeal pancakes. As autumn begins, the weather dictates heartier, warmer breakfasts. This recipe is based on one from the 17th century that used only ground corn and 4 other ingredients with no leavening. For the modern kitchen, Chef Leon makes a few adjustments to the original and still honors the past. Out on a Limb, Siri, subtle, subservient, and subversive. In a remarkably uncivil world, there is one source we can always turn to for patience and understanding: our virtual voice assistants. Last year, when my husband and I went to Ireland, a very British female voice serenely directed us through roundabout after roundabout, never losing her cool. Catherine evaluates Siri. Inner elegance. Mind what you say. The awesome power of words. A British politician from the 1930s, Pearl Strachan Heard, once said, "Handle them carefully, for words have more power than atom bombs." Words shape and influence history for better and for worse. Words have enormous societal power, and they also shape our private lives. Words can heal or harm, inspire or diminish, and how we choose to use them shapes us and our world. I, Caroline Phipps, explore the awesome power of words. History's Lens, Barkhamsted Hollow, a village inundated by the waters of the Barkhamsted Reservoir between 1927 and 1948. The MDC began purchasing farms and businesses in the East Branch Valley of the Farmington River, creating the 9-mile-long reservoir to provide water for Hartford, and displaced more than 1,000 people in Barkhamsted and Heartland Hollows. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone. We are an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful week and enjoy these glorious days of fall. And until next time, I'm Caroline Phipps.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.